This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 3rd of April 2022. And today is the Club Focus Edition with news from local clubs, more information about Perth Tech, and there's Roy's Amateur Radio Helpline, and more. How did you go with the April Fool stunts? They're always good for a laugh. I especially like the one about the ACMA allowing Unicode characters in amateur call signs. News West can be heard on air, online, and on demand. Visit our website, vk6.net, to discover how you can listen in to News West. In Club Focus this week, I want to ask the question, who looks at the club's constitution? Well, who does? When was the last time you read your club's constitution? Let's put it this way, why would you think about reading it? What's happened recently that makes you want to delve into the club rules? If you've ever read the club constitution, you'll notice that there's a little bit up front called objectives, which describes why the club was formed and what it will do. These usually should be stated in fairly broad terms to give the club some room to move. All of the rest of the document, the other 10 or so pages, depending on the font size, are about governance. Did you get that? A paragraph that talks about your activities and 10 pages to describe what to do to ensure good governance of your club. That's why I'm a bit cautious about why you want to read the rules. What's happened to send you delving into the document? If it's a disagreement, it needs to be of considerable magnitude to warrant quoting the rules. Sometimes these things do crop up, and the rules are there to provide guidance. Here's an example. An organisation I belong to had an ex-member involved in community development work in an African community. Commendable work. He was a bit strapped for cash for the project, and a committee member suggested a bit of financial support. Out comes the constitution, and it's very clear. None of our objectives were about supporting projects in Africa. So the motion lapsed. So back to reading the rules. By all means, have a read and get your head around the objectives of your club. For an amateur radio club, an objective something like conduct and support amateur radio activities would cover the lot, wouldn't it? Your club constitution is an aid to helping your club run smoothly, and if it's well written and complies with government guidelines, you shouldn't have to dig it out too often. Every now and again, you'll have someone wanting to change the constitution. This might be okay, but you first must find out what happened to raise the subject. Do you really need to change the constitution? Perhaps just deal with the issue at the root of the situation. Your club's constitution is there to ensure good corporate governance and accountability to members and the legislated authority. Your best bet always is to leave the constitution to do what it was designed for and don't allow it to be unreasonably modified. I'm Bob, VK6POP.
Hello everyone, this is Clive, VK6 Charlie Sierra Whiskey, reminding you that tomorrow is the first Monday of the month. Time for the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia's April Bulletin to go to air. Don't forget, too, that the next lunchtime meeting for members and friends of the ROTC is at the Bayswater Hotel Bayswater on Tuesday, April the 12th, starting at around midday. Everyone's welcome to join in and have an eyeball QSO, but do remember that WA public health rules still apply in all restaurants. As usual, we'll have all the latest club news, followed by an item by WIA historian Peter Wolfenden, VK3RV, featuring recorded comments by several amateurs who were involved with the opening of the shortwave bands in the 1920s, after which you can hear the fascinating story of how Heathkit, probably the best-known electronic kit set manufacturer ever, originally sold not radios but light aircraft. In fact, Edward Heath, founder of the company in 1913, never sold an electronic kit set in his life. It's a fascinating story. Everyone, ROTC members and non-members alike, is most welcome to listen to the programme and to join in the callbacks afterwards. The monthly bulletin is transmitted via a wide range of times, modes and frequencies, all of which can be found on the ROTC website at www.raotc.org.au or just Google RAOTC broadcasts. Tomorrow, as well as the 20-metre SSB transmissions on 14.150 MHz at 00 and 01 hours UTC, that's 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. WA local time. There are other more local transmissions as well. At 8 a.m. local time, there's a transmission via digital mobile radio on the VKDMR network, Talk Group 5. An hour later, at 9 a.m., Chris, VK6JI, will transmit the bulletin on 80 meters on 3620 kHz. At 10 a.m., there's a transmission via the NewsWest linked repeater system, simultaneously with one on 40 meters on 7088, again by VK6JI. On Wednesday, April the 6th, we have a D-Star broadcast at 4:30 p.m. WA local time. This will be transmitted via D-Star Reflector 91C and will follow the D-Star news line. Additionally, on the Sunday following the first Monday of the month, repeats of the REOTC bulletin follow the 160-metre and 40-metre broadcasts of the WIA news. If you wish, you can download the audio file at any time from today from the website. If you do listen this way, a brief feedback comment would be appreciated so that we know how many take advantage of this service. So once again, tune in tomorrow for the April broadcast, and we look forward to hearing your call sign in the callbacks. 73 from Clive, VK6CSW.
WA Amateur Radio News is the club that brings you News West. We're also the club that runs Perth Tech, and the gods of COVID permitting, Perth Tech will run in 2022. More on that later. We're not a sit-around-on-Saturday arvo and play with the toys club. Almost all of what we do is done from home, liaising with each other by email, phone and online chat, and much of our work is done using our shared online workspace. We'd especially welcome new team members for the news production team. We need people who know what's going on and who can write it into a story that runs for a couple of minutes. You'd be a superstar if you could also record the story. Are you lousy at writing stuff? Or you've got a voice that sounds like an ailing bullfrog, but you'd still like to help? If you're comfortable using computers, especially in a shared workspace, there's a few tasks that you could take on that would save the producer some time every week. That involves setting up and tidying up our production space each time, and perhaps doing the promotional work. It's very uncomplicated, and tasks are well documented. So think about it. If you'd like to join our team, then please give Bob, VK6POP, a shout with an email to secretary@vk6.net.
The Peel Amateur Radio Group will be holding Exercise Cloudless Dawn No. 1, a communications exercise, on Sunday, April the 10th, that's next week. The exercise will involve the Mandurah local emergency organisations, including the Police, SES Hospital and Bushfire Brigade, and will simulate a complete statewide failure of the internet after a cyber attack. PARG will be separately deploying its emergency communications trailer and antenna trailer, PARG 1 and PARG 2, and will have operators at various headquarters and critical sites. They'll be using 2 metres, 70 centimetres, 80 metres, 40 metres and 20 metres, operating with both voice and wind link for message handling. The exercise will run from 0945 WA time until 1300 hours on Sunday, April the 10th. If you'd like to listen in, the primary frequencies will be 146.550 MHz FM, 439.0 MHz FM, the Mandurah repeater on 146.850 MHz, 91.5 Hz subtone for access, and the Mount William repeater 146.9 MHz. For other listening frequencies and information, see the What's New page of the PARG website, www.parg.org.au, which will have a link to the Exercise Cloudless Dawn plan and associated comms plan when these are finalised closer to the event. And that was provided from Mark, VK2KI, VK6QI.
On HF, VHF and UHF, via the VK6 linked repeater network and online, this is News West from VK6 ARN.
Have you got some special knowledge or skill that you'd like to share with the rest of us? For Perth Tech, we're seeking amateurs to either speak on a topic of their choice at the Perth Tech Symposium on the Saturday, or conduct a workshop on the Sunday morning, or both. We're putting out the call nationally for presenters, however, we'd like to see some locals included in the program. Alternatively, if you're not confident to make a stand-up presentation at Perth Tech, you could put up a display of your skill or interest area and answer questions on a more casual basis. If that's your cup of tea, keep an ear out for when we call for expressions of interest for trade tables. Displays will be included in that lot. Now, back to presenters. To express interest in being a presenter, head on over to our website, vk6.net, and select the Perth Tech menu item, and select the link to the Expression of Interest form. All we ask for is your name, call sign, phone number, and up to 300 words describing what you're going to talk about. Easy? Yes. And while we're looking for presenters, you lot, the rest of you, make sure you mark your calendar, clear the date with the spousal attenuator, and make sure that you get there by hook or by crook. Perth Tech's an event that you won't want to miss. We promise.
Good morning from your friendly neighbourhood assessor at Ham College. Unfortunately, we still haven't been able to start our 2022 standard and advanced course due to the pending situation with the COVID outbreak in WA. We are hoping to be able to start it soon. If you would like to sit the course, then submit your inquiry on our website, www.hamcollege.org.au. As you sit here listening to the News West broadcast, the April Foundation course is well and truly underway. Due to the current situation with COVID, we are actually running this course online. The next Foundation course is on the 4th and 5th of June. If you would like to sit the course, please submit your inquiry through our website, www.hamcollege.org.au. Our next examination session is on the 9th of April. There are limited spots, so please submit your inquiry through our website. The examination session following the April date is on the 11th of June. If you would like to sit an exam on this date, then submit your inquiry through our website, www.hamcollege.org.au. The Ham College Information Beacon is looking for content. You can submit your own recording, or if you provide a script, we can record it for you. A recording can be made through Audacity and compiled into a 256 kilobits mono sound file. You can contact the Beacon team at VictorKilo6RIB@hamcollege.org.au. That is VK6RIB@hamcollege.org.au. We conduct our monthly meetings on the second Wednesday at 7 p.m. All are welcome to attend. As majority of our meetings are online, if you would like to join, please send your inquiry through our website, www.hamcollege.org.au. This has been Chris, Victor Kilo 6 Charlie Foxtrot, for Ham College 73s.
The Peel Amateur Radio Group will be holding its next 80-metre slow CW contest on Saturday, April the 16th. The event is the CQQRS Slow CW Corroboree, a very friendly and supportive get-together of newcomers and old hands alike from WA and other areas, intended to allow everyone to have a go at CW irrespective of how good or bad their Morse is. Participants are encouraged to give it a go, even if you've never used CW before. The contest will involve very simple standard exchanges, which could even be done using cheat sheets if needed. Operating hints for those who haven't used CW before or whose keys are getting a bit rusty are available with the guidelines. It's all about having a bit of fun in a very safe environment. Most participants will be struggling to receive and send, just the same as everyone else. Details are on the Peel Amateur Radio Group's website, www.paparromeogolf.org.au. That's parg.org.au. Click on What's New. The event will be held on Saturday, April the 16th from 1900 to 2200 hours Western Australian time and is open to everyone. All amateurs and shortwave listeners are encouraged to have a go. Oh, and there's also a weekly CQQRS net on Tuesday evenings from 1700 to about 1900. That's Western Australian time again, which starts on 3565 kHz and continues with stations calling and responding with slow CW between 3540 and 3570 kHz. This is for everyone who'd like to have a go. Further details are available on the PARG's website, papaalpharomeogolf.org.au. And that's supplied by Mark, VK2KI, VK6QI.
This is VK6ARN, and you're listening to News West.
VK6BQQ's my call. We're here in Jandakot, West Australia, hooked up to the world. So we go coast to coast, sea to sea, and around the world. I'm using at the moment VK80 Lima Alpha November, and this will be the closing ceremony of the sortie of the 80 years of the Lancaster bomber. And of course, the ladies that carried these things all around the world, basically.
Hopefully you've all heard about the VK80 LAN special event activation celebrating the 80th anniversary of the Lancaster bomber. And this was a joint activation between Australia, run by the VHF group here in WA, and Canada and the United Kingdom. They all ran their own version of the 80LAN call sign. But anyway, all good things come to an end, and they had a closing ceremony down at the Air Force Museum at Bull Creek. They sent me the audio of the closing ceremony. It's quite a large file, and in fact, it runs for longer than News West does, so you're not going to get all of that. And I'll put a few snippets in just so you can get a feel for how it went. They actually did part of the ceremony from inside the cockpit of the Lancaster bomber that's in the Bull Creek Museum. Anyway, let's just put up a few sound grabs. And I'm sure if you want to hear the whole thing, get a hold of Dennis from the VHF group and he can send it to you. We'll make it available to you somehow.
It's Victor Kilo 80 LAN. This is Victor Kilo 6 Whiskey Hotel Portable. We're sitting inside the Lancaster with Bernie, who runs the museum here.
This is VK6BQQ accepting VK80 LAN special event for the closing ceremony here, commemorating 80 years of the Lancaster. And with that, we're going to pass it to our correspondent in Canada, Hamilton, Ontario, VE80 LAN. Rick, some words of wisdom, and thank you again so much for your participation in this event. It's been very successful. Rick, over to you, sir.
Yeah, thanks for that, Reg. VE80 Lima Alpha November. And we got to thank all the people that have made it quite possible, with especially the number of contacts. I wouldn't have expected to get so much cooperation and effort from the hams in Canada, but they certainly came forward, that's for sure.
Thank you so much for the help and connecting up the world. 7-3.
Phil, VK6 Golf X-Ray, transmits the news programs every Sunday morning from his Gidgeganup location on 160 metres, 1,845 kHz to be exact. The timetable for these two broadcasts changes with the seasons, and next weekend, the 10th of April, Phil will change to the winter schedule, with the first broadcast at 0700 Perth time and the second an hour later at 0800. And when it comes to listening to the news on HF on Sunday mornings, you have so many choices. Neil, VK6NSB, broadcasts the news programs at 0700 Perth time on 80 metres, 3.620 MHz, from his hidey hole near 2J, and has quite a following. At 0800, Chris, VK6JI, does the broadcast on 40 metres, 7.088 MHz, from his northern suburbs location. And during the main broadcast on the linked repeater network, Eddie, VK6 Yankee Alpha, under the VK6ANC banner, relays the news on 80 metres, and the frequency is 3.582 MHz, and on 20 metres, 14.130 MHz, both from the NCRG's QDH in Whiteman Park. So you're really spoiled for choice on Sunday mornings when it comes to hearing the news broadcasts on HF. And if you miss them all, wait for 1900 hours and hear it again on 3.620 MHz via 6ARN, courtesy of Bob, VK6POP. That's me.
In next week's News West, we're taking a close look at contesting. While the recent John Moore Memorial Field Day is still in recent memory, how's about some of you telling your contesting story? It doesn't have to be a book, just a short account of your contest experience. Go on, have a go. Just in case we don't get overwhelmed with John Moyle Field Day stories, we'll be telling you about contests that are coming up soon and any other contesting news that we can prepare. The contact for News West is by email to newswest@vk6.net, and your contributions can be sent as email attachments to that address, newswest@vk6.net.
We're asking for your suggestions to help us out with Perth Tech. We're seeking presenters for the program on Saturday, so if you're even remotely thinking about it, jump on over to the website, vk6.net, select the Perth Tech page and follow the link to lodging your expression of interest to be a presenter. We're also seeking suggestions for the Sunday workshops. What sort of topics or activities would you like to see or do at a Sunday workshop? Again, pop on over to the vk6.net website and follow the link to leave your ideas and suggestions. And when you do leave us your suggestions for activities, you'll be entered into a draw for free entry into Perth Tech on 22nd of October. It sounds like a bit of a shallow offer because Perth Tech's free, but we are charging you for lunch and a few little bits, so I guess the prize is a free lunch. Only one winner will be selected and only one entry per person will go into the draw. Entries will close on April the 30th, and we've got one entry so far. Let's have more. Now, a few weeks ago, we were wondering about what we could offer for a prize or prizes for a Perth Tech Day raffle. What sort of a prize would you get excited about? Being a day raffle, we need to keep the total value of prizes down a bit, but because the raffle is being staged to generate interest and not necessarily to make a profit, we've got a bit of room to move. So what do you think? We're open to suggestions. Tell us what sort of raffle prize you'd like to take home from Perth Tech. Send an email to perthtech@vk6.net with your suggestions.
Good morning, this is Roy, VK6 X-Ray Victor, with this week's helpline. No recycling this week, just good, solid disposal, looking for a new home. Today I have from Gus the following: an ICOM 705, brand new, unopened. Comes with a backpack, asking $1,900 firm. Oh, there you are, an ICOM 705, haven't seen one of those. It also has an ICOM 756 Pro 3 in excellent condition, comes in an original box, etc., and asking $1,300 firm. Also has a Kenwood Tango Sierra 950 Sierra Delta X-Ray built-in power supply, excellent condition, asking $1,900 also firm. And it also has a Kenwood Tango Sierra 2000 X-Ray, covers HF 8 and 6 meters, 2 meters and 70 centimeters, and 23 centimeters, 1.3 gigs in other words. Comes with original box, excellent condition, asking $1,600 firm. Also has a Yaesu HF amplifier, FL2100 Zulu. Amplifier covers all the WARC bands and has a new tube installed, asking $900 firm. Contact Gus on his mobile 0407-030592. Victor Kilo 6 Whiskey Bravo 0407-030592. Or email to vk6whiskeybravo@yahoo.com. vk6whiskeybravo@yahoo.com. And next item is from John, VK6 Juliet Foxtrot. He has available a Romeo 70. It has a quadruple conversion, super heterodyne, general coverage HS receiver, AMD modulator, modified Schottky diode detector, and has had the PLL trimmers replaced with ceramic trimmers. This receiver is fitted with the rare IC-EX257 optional FM unit, as well as the standard FL33AM, FL30 sideband filter, and the FL32 narrow CW filter. The IC Charlie Kilo 70 12 volt option has been enabled. The AC power supply is okay. Both power leads, original instruction manual, CD, PDF copy of the service manual, and other info all included. Also included is a rare and new 24-pin accessory plug and unused pins fitted to the receiver. Is very good physical and working condition. $400. Contact John, VK6 Juliet Foxtrot at wia.org.au. That's his email address. Victor Kilo 6, Juliet Foxtrot at wia.org.au. and also wanted a challenge. We're still looking for a Kenwood TS830 mic for Neil. He can be contacted on email kenwood520@hotmail.com is the address. kenwood520@hotmail.com. And what else do we have? I think that's about it. We'll call it quits at that anyway before I make more mess. This is Roy VK6X-Ray Victor. You can recycle or dispose of or get help with any of your items if you'd like to call me on email. VictorKilo6X-Ray Victor@BigPond.com is the address, the only address. VictorKilo6X-Ray Victor@BigPond.com. 7-3s until next April or next week, whichever comes first.
Thanks for listening. Please hang around for the callbacks afterwards. The callbacks are important because we're vain and we'd like to know how many adoring fans we got out there. Thanks to the broadcasters and callback collectors, and thanks to the production team this week. Andrew, VK6AS, Roy, VK6XV, Mike has got laryngitis, and guest contributors. I'm Bob, VK6POP, the News West producer. Now, we didn't get blown away by the CME on Thursday, however, I wonder if it generated any interesting DX. Perhaps you could have a go and let me know. So warm up your gear, pour your beverage of choice, and get on air and make some noise.